Strategic planning is an essential part of business. It's an essential part of leadership. To actually begin to analyze your market, you need to strategize. You need to have a strategy for your business. You need to sit down and you need to look at the different aspects of your business and pre-plan where you're going for the next 5 years. You can't do more than 5 years because the environment is changing so fast today. It's so dynamic, so liquid that you cannot plan more than 5 years ahead of time. In the old days, you could go 10, 20, 30 years, companies would plan ahead. But today, things move so fast, you're looking at the next 5 years. But actually having a strategic plan is essential to any company. And yet, not just the large companies. And that's, I think that's the fallacy, is that it's just for big boardrooms, big corporations. Small business or entrepreneurs don't think they need it. And the worst is that leaders don't think they need it. Whatever your role is, whatever functional role of leadership you actually have, most leaders don't think they need a strategy. You know, that's a company thing. But actually, you do. You need to drill down for yourself into what is my strategy. So you start basically, you know, analyzing a few things top level. And I talk about three levels of strategy, which is your top level, big concepts, big ideas, big thoughts, and then into operational aspects, and then into implementation. And so you got to go through the process. It's not that difficult. It's been made out to be something really complex, but actually for leaders, it's not that, it doesn't have to be that complex. You know, you can have a weekend retreat and basically put out look at all the different aspects of your strategy, put something together, get input from everybody, and then begin to implement. I think the hardest part, the greatest weakness in strategy, is implementation. And that's where some accountability is necessary, is just to walk people through the implementation so that each area of the strategy or the strategic plan is actually nearly like a business plan that each person has to begin to implement, and then walk that accountability out, walk through how that fits into the whole business, and everybody's moving together. But most just set goals and they think that's their strategy. Goals are not strategy. It's part of the strategy, but it's not the strategy. So part of that whole process of strategic planning is something called a SWOT analysis, SWOT. Most people that have been to college know what a SWOT analysis is, and most people that have actually in business or in some form or fashion have heard of a SWOT analysis, which is basically a strategic planning tool that helps you identify your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that may exist in a specific situation or within your market as a whole. And so it's used as part of your marketing plan, but it's a good tool for strategizing your business and serving as a starting point for your team to get buy-in. If you haven't got everybody on buying into the strategy will not move forward. So a SWOT analysis for your business is basically strengths. What do you do well? Weaknesses, where do you need to improve? Opportunities, what are your goals, or what opportunities are there out there? What could we exploit? Where could we go with the strengths that we have? So it's always in a triad thinking, is like you don't just take one thing. When you're looking at your strengths, you're considering your weaknesses, your threats, and your opportunities. When you're looking at your weaknesses, you're looking at your strengths, opportunities, and threats. You have to consider all those aspects, and not just looking at one thing in isolation, because you could then live in la la land. You could have a fairy tale idea of where you are. So opportunities are, you know, what are the goals? What are the gaps? What can we exploit? Where can we actually move into the market that keeps and works with and aligns with our strengths and weaknesses and the threats. And then threats are what obstacles? What is there that could actually derail us on our way? But actually, I want to talk more about you as a leader, because you know that's what it is. It's about high performance. What is your leadership? Where's your leadership going? And another area, listen, let me back up a little bit. SWOT analysis is great. It's great to start and set the platform. When you understand some of the big picture thinking, now to sit down and begin to say, all right, let's get everything onto the board. Let's get everything on the table. And now you can begin to work through. I still see so many leaders are actually reluctant to move into that area, whether it's because they don't want to hear the truth, or they don't want to face what they're facing, or they don't want to hear from everybody else. I don't know, really, you know. But the thing is, it's a good place to start, where everybody can get on the same page. So besides the SWOT analysis for your business, even as an entrepreneur, even as a solopreneur, even as a work at home person, do you have a strategic plan, and have you done a SWOT analysis for yourself? So, but on that end is like just for your leadership as well. There's, you know, so SWOT analysis is a matrix of four blocks. So SWOT in four blocks. And you basically measure yourself in each block. Now, when we're looking at those blocks and we're looking at the SWOT analysis, the other thing that you, when you're looking at your leadership, is to change the wording a little bit. So instead of strengths, you can ask yourself, what do I have that I want more of? What do I have that I want more of? So in other words, if you're looking at, this is my strength, this is something that, you know, and it might be three, four things, it might be two. It's just, I've got these things working for me. These are things that I know I do well. How can I develop that? How can I enhance that? How can I build those things up to actually be something that's a force in my market? You know, so what can I do? What do I have that I want more of? Then weaknesses, you can ask yourself this. What do I have that I don't want? So what in my leadership, and now we're specifically talking personal, this is a personal SWOT. So in your leadership, what do you have that you don't want? What are you doing? What in your behavior, what in your attitude, what in your perception don't you want? You know, I sat with my youngest son, and as he was going for some interviews a couple of months ago, we sat down and we did sort of the second level of analysis to finding alignment and looking at who you are and what you bring to the value you bring to your market, etc. So we were just going through some, you know, I was just facilitating him, his thinking, going through some things. And it was interesting because he found a weakness. He found something that he has that he doesn't want, you know, that he has that he doesn't want. And it turned out to also be an opportunity, though. So when we looked at it in the light of the other three, it was something that he could make a decision on. So he basically, he saw what it was, and then he made a decision that he's got to do something to make up for that area. And that's what he did. And it's worked out beautiful. Over the past couple of months, he really began to work at something and say, well, he had something he didn't want it, but he has something and he wanted more of it. So you understand, he had to align those areas all together, and now he could basically take the opportunity. So strengths would be, what do you have that you want more of? Weaknesses are, what do you have that you don't want? Then opportunities would be, what don't you have that you do want? What don't you have that you do want? So he had to weigh up the weaknesses and the opportunities and see what strategy could he kick in? What action could he take and implement to actually balance that out? And he did. He made it a strength again, which was great. It's great to see. So what do you not have but that you do want? So do you need to build something in? Do you need to get assistance? Do you need to get somebody on your team? Do you need to now, it doesn't necessarily mean employing somebody, but, you know, who can you put on your team? Who can be there that can help you strengthen something in your life or add something to you? How can you build that into where you want to go? Because if there's an opportunity in your leadership, is that you don't have it, but you do want it because it's going to take you to high performance. What is it? And then what is the gap? You know, how can you access that? And that comes down to professional development as a leader. So you constantly have to be developing. So that's an area that you have to look at. And then you're talking threats. Threats is what don't you have and that you don't want? Well, you know, a heart attack is something that you don't have and you don't want. So it's important to consider that as a leader, is like, what don't I have and what don't I want? So I don't want a bad attitude. I don't want bad motives. I don't, you know, so those things you need to jot down and make it part of your analysis of your leadership at this point in time so that you can see what it is that you're going to avoid nearly. So when I do a values exercise with leaders, often and most of the time I look at what do you want and what don't you want. It's not just what do you want and have more of in values, but what don't you want and you're trying to move away from, you know, because for some people, their value system, you know, well, let's take an example. Somebody might love adventure. It's a value of theirs. So they actually move towards it and they start taking action steps and decisions on how they can move to get more adventure. They love it. They enjoy it. You know, whether it's in the business, in the leadership, and in their extramural activities, they want more adventure. But some people, you know, adventure is just not even a thing. It's not even a thing in their life. So what they're going to do is avoid it and move away from it. So now they have to think about what constitutes adventure in your life that is actually going to frustrate you, irritate you, aggravate you, you know, that's going to distract you, put you off your strategic direction. You want to be able to eliminate those things. So threats are what don't you have and you don't want? You don't want to add them to your life. Move away from them. And so you need a strategy for those things as well as a business, but also as a leader. What in your leadership don't you want and you don't have, but you don't want it? And so you're going to set in guards, whether it's accountability, whether it's, you know, constant development, whether it's, you know, I don't know, engagement of your staff more so that, and again, you don't take anyone in isolation. There's always this triad of consideration. So you don't just look at what I don't have and don't want. You look at it in alignment with what I don't have, do want, what I do have, want more of, and what I do have and don't want. So you understand. So in that quadrant, you've got to look at those things. It's always a good exercise to sit down, go through those blocks, and then encapsulate it in a big picture and seeing where are the areas that you can work on as a strategy for your leadership. Now, I, as a leadership mentor, what I do is I have various simple, basic leadership assessments, not expensive, you know, fancy stuff that we do. Those are great. You can do those. But I've just got some basic things where we can go through some good questions, some good points, some good things to consider. We can do the SWOT analysis on your leadership and see where are you now? Where do you need to focus? What can make the difference between underperforming and getting high performance? Where can you be most effective as a leader? Regardless of where you are, you know, is that sometimes, you know, guys are really good at their task or at their function, at their job, they're highly skilled, but yet they're struggling in their leadership. In other words, they're struggling to connect with people around them, with bringing their team on board. There's a frustration in there. I have a great analysis for that. It's called the 360. And so what I do is I do 360s with leaders. And, you know, one leader said to me in London, he said, this is one of the best approaches I've ever experienced. And he's a very experienced leader. And so he says, this was one of the best approaches I've ever had in bringing out the areas that I need to work on in my leadership. And so, you know, there is ways and means of constantly assessing where you are, evaluating where you are, and then setting strategies to help you be the best that you can be and fulfill your potential. So I want to encourage you, hey, give me a call or book me on Sean's Leadership Mentoring Facebook page, facebook.com, Sean's Leadership Mentoring. That's S-H-A-U-N-S, Leadership Mentoring. And up the top of the page is a book now button. Click on the button, book me, let's talk, let's have a phone call, let's talk about how we can move you forward to see you becoming the most effective that you can be where you are right now, so that you can lead your team and yourself to high performance. That's what it's about. Why settle for the stuff, the fluff? Rather get the stuff that makes you effective. So this is Sean. Thank you for being with me and thank you for listening. Until next time, it's over and out.